leader of like
cool
a team or something? Like, what's going on?
Cool,
like,
ass.
It's some cool ass.
It's a
leader of cool ass.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Did I ever tell you about when I peed into like my favorite mug on the way to California because it was stop and go traffic? Because there was, you know, that long stretch of highway.
Hold on. Yeah. What's the mug look like?
Oh, well, I don't have it anymore.
But what did it look like?
It was a cute corgi, like, thermos. You know what I mean? Like, and it was so cute. And I was like, oh, my little corgi thermos mug. You know me, I have to have like three drinks at once. So I'm like driving to California.
Oh, my God.
And I had Ein. It was like, and then it gets to this point where things are moving really quick, like through that desert area.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, it's just like a wall of traffic.
Yeah, like Barstow, Victorville.
And the next exit was so far away that you couldn't just like go along the side to get through it.
And then I'm also,
and I'm also on the inside lane, like where there's the divider, right? So I'm like sandwiched between like all these like semi trucks and like big trucks and other stuff. And I'm like, I'm about to pee my pants because we spent about 25 minutes not moving at all. And I'd already been drinking through all my little drinks and all my little, you know, road trip snacks. And
that's the craziest too, because like I've driven, you know, that drive a couple times, but like it does, it just stops
out of nowhere
and there's no reason. And then once you start going again, you're like, what the f- was the stop for?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I think they just f- with you on purpose.
But because, who starts it?
Because it ended up being that I had to like, because I was like kind of between two semi trucks and I start pulling up because I'm like, I'm about to pee my pants, so I need to pee in this mug. And I had a skirt on luckily, but I'm like pulling down and then nothing was had been moving, right? So I'm preparing myself to like pee into this little mug in my little car.
I mean, when you have to go,
you have to go. Like, it was to the point, like, I'm not someone who wants to just like pee for no reason, right? There is a purpose behind the pee. So if I'm peeing in the car, it was an emergency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So by the time I'm preparing and lifting up my skirt, the traffic starts moving again. But just enough that it wasn't my lane of traffic. It's the other cars that are going to be coming past me. The semi truck, like trailer, was blocking me. But pulling up behind is like this huge lifted truck. I'm like, they're going to look down in and watch me like peeing in a cup. Like, I don't need this. And so then I'm hiding the cup between my legs. I'm like pressing, trying to go. And it was just another like 20 minutes before I was even able to pee in the cup.
So you held it.
Because they kept moving like this. And I'm like, I don't want people to like look at me.
The stress. I feel like I can barely breathe right now because I feel it. Okay, so I've had those moments. Mm-hmm. And my most recent one was really bad where we were in our neighborhood almost.
Oh, really?
And I was going to explode.
Yeah.
And you know what I did, which is probably not the smartest thing. Obviously, I did put it in park abruptly because I felt the stream about to come out of me.
Oh, no.
I jumped out the car. I'm driving, by the way.
Yeah.
And a passenger.
You put it in park, though.
I put it in park to jump out. But it was such a jerk, like, because I just needed to get out of the car and, like, pee.
Yeah.
Pull my pants down, pee, or skirt, whatever it was. Lift your skirt. it was so bad that, like, when I put it in park so quick, my car jolted because of the...
Yeah.
And then me jumping. And then I hit my elbow on the steering wheel, which hit the horn on my way out. So, like, if anybody wasn't looking, now they are.
Just announcing, like, I gotta pee.
And I'm in a neighborhood. Imagine if there was kids around. Like, oh, I was trying to hide behind my car. It was just, like, you know, one of those days where it's a long drive home.
Yeah.
And water is a real thing. Everybody, shout out to Liquid IV because we need to stay hydrated. But sometimes I'm so hydrated, it's hard to hold a pee.
It's too much hydration.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films.
We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
There was it makes me happy that I don't shoot, like I haven't been shooting mainstream, and calm down, like I never would again, but honestly,
everybody calm down.
I don't see the reason, if I'm honest. And when I went like this, my neck just cracked because I'm old. And when I'm old, as I am, I don't have time to sit around on set for 12 hours during the day and then have to be stuck in stop and go traffic on my way home. That's like a 9-to-5. I don't want to do that. I want to diddle myself at home. It's more profitable. It's more enjoyable. And I don't want to like kill everyone around me because I'm stuck in traffic.
And to be fair, it's got more vibe here than any set. So
much more vibe.
And a lot cleaner.
I was actually happy because when we were starting production on our music video, yeah, it's begun. got complimented on the way that my house was decorated. And I was like,
well,
oh my.
Every corner can be shot in.
Yeah.
Every corner.
Yeah.
Even in a closet. You could shoot in a closet.
I have.
Just saying.
I will. And I always will. You know me, I love closets. And coming out of them when I'm feeling better.
I saw a meme recently. Now I can't remember what it was, but it'll come back to me. And it had something to do with being in the closet. So well, on that note.
You want to hear about what else likes to be kept in the closet? Beef. Laura doesn't let me start beef.
Oh, yeah.
I've been itching. I've had it inside of me, and I'm like, I want to start some
beef. And I'll
beef.
Explain why. So I come over, and we haven't seen each other in, like, I feel like at least a week.
Yeah.
And that's just because life gets in the way. And so I just told her something that I had beef with, or I vented, right?
Oh, she had beef.
And I was like,
she may be a vegetarian, but she has the beef.
Like our beef. And I was like, girl, can you believe this, this, and this? A, B, and C. And she's like, we can talk about it on the podcast. Me? Absolutely not. And then she's like, come on. It's not even obvious. And I'm like, but it is to me.
Well, that's true.
And but then see, I just feel like eek.
You don't.
I feel eek.
I'm weird about certain things because I'm not confrontational on my own behalf.
Yeah.
Typically. And we've talked about this, and until it reaches a point of like
explosion.
I've repeated myself enough times that this is now a problem. You know what I mean? Like, and then things get handled.
Yeah.
But beef on behalf of other people. Oh,
yeah. Well, I'll serve it up
all day. You can call me Arby's because I got the meat, all the beef. I got turkey, even ham. I don't even like ham, but I have it. Whatever meat it is that's going to start this beef, I will provide it.
And it's not honey baked ham, but you know what it is? It's a best friend ham. So whenever I have issues, my best friend, beware. If you me, I want to deal with this.
Listen, look at me. I've been itching for a fight. All right. You come for me? I don't give a f-. That's my job. You come for her?
Oh. And likewise, same with me. If you come for her, I'm going to deliver one of like, these and a golf club.
I felt
club.
Like a bubble up in my chest of like.
Yeah.
Like I will. I just want to fight.
So then I said, what are you like, nope, not happening. And yeah. She's like, why? And I'm like, no. Because I said no. And she's like, well, we could talk about that, how you have to hold me back. Almost literally. I almost had to pull her hair and be like, stop, while she's flailing. Not really, but you know
but
what I mean?
Basically, that was basically.
It's like, hold my baby for her. And for her, it's I'm. So I'm holding him.
Yeah, that works. I don't know. I feel like it's fun.
It's fun, but like in private.
Yeah,
I'm like... Here we go on a platform where I don't know if there's any listeners. Is there anyone left yet?
I don't think anyone listens.
If you listen, please call in 702-900-6446.
We actually do have some emails, but before we get to emails, I just do want to say like if I'm out by myself in public, I know it doesn't happen often. Bear with me. This is a hypothetical. I will have my noise canceling headphones on because autism, and I will pretend that I can't hear people who are talking to me, even if nothing is playing in my earbuds or headphones, right? But if I'm out like with you, if someone were to say something to you, like I had to go get tested, right? Yeah. And it's like 8:00 in the morning. I'm That's wearing this and baggy jeans, like instead of the shorts. These are home shorts, okay? I don't want people to look at me when I'm out in public. So dressing like someone who doesn't want to be looked at, I find it very abrasive that at like 8 o'clock in the morning, I get whistled at from a passing car that was driving slowly past in a parking lot. I'm like, where are you? Why are you here at 8 o'clock in the morning, wolf whistling? Is that still a thing that people do? Has that ever worked for you? Like, it's not.
Why so early?
So early. It was way too early to be wolf whistled at. You know what I mean?
Y'all are fucked up.
It was a bit much. It's like, go home. You should be home jerking off if you can't hold back your whistle at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, come on. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I don't remember where I was going with that.
I have a story to go off of that.
Yes,
when
please.
I was little and Mike would walk from school to home or whatever, be like, you know, like middle school, whatever ages. I remember like trucks would drive by and it was usually like, you know, not to like be like stereotyping people, but it was always like the people that were doing like landscaping or whatever, like the trucks, the construction people, whatever it was, driving by that would whistle, you know? Cat calls on the street.
Disgusting.
And, you know, I'm a kid. I'm a young girl. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It is what it is. But I just remember like being told that like if anyone ever just honks, like just wave because that's really all they want.
Oh,
and then
God.
They leave.
That's so funny. That's,
you know,
so
who told
funny.
Me that?
Who?
My dad.
Okay. Well, can I just say this is the response. I wasn't told what to do. And I remember like being a kid essentially, and you're having people like
notice you?
Be creepy to you. Do you know what I did though? This is probably what you're not supposed to do, but I like to do this. And for those who are just listening
what?
On audio, I made a weird face and I threw up both of my middle fucking fingers because that is what, and that's, I remember doing it when I was a kid. I'd be like, yeah, fuck you too.
And here I am doing the princess wave because my dad said that's all they want.
And I'm trying to like fight people when I'm 13, like just like.
But it's like it all checks.
It all checks. The same people.
It checks. So
we found each other. It took all our lives, but we
took
found
me 38
each other.
Years to find you, but here we are. And
oh,
with that, yeah, so that's a funny thing I always still remember though. Like, and not like people cat call me now, but yeah. You know,
that's
it's just
that's
like,
probably what you are supposed to do. It that makes the most sense. It was probably really good dad advice. Like, yeah, just wave. Like, but for me, I'm like, that's letting them know that what they're doing is okay.
Also,
so what I'm
going to
do is I will fight them.
Yeah.
Like, do you get road rage? Not where you actually like, okay, so I'm someone who's like, I don't have road rage because I don't like chase people down. I'm not going to like off at a stoplight or something like that.
But you get angry, right?
I mean, you've driven with me
sometimes
and we'll just be singing a song, have a nice little conversation. I'm like, what in the fuck year were you born in to be going 45 miles an hour on the fucking highway? Put on your fucking blinker before you cut me off, you stupid motherfucker. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's like
it's scary out there too. And it's like drivers just get worse and worse.
Dude, I almost got killed today on the road.
I believe it.
Spoiler alert, I lived. But it was like a big truck that was pulling like some sort of equipment. And there's all that construction that's going on the lower highway right now. And I'm merging in. I'm in my lane. I'm in a good enough distance, you know, where you're supposed to keep behind so that they can see you on the bigger vehicles, whatever that, like, not the blind
it's
spot
like
is.
Like two cars length almost, like car and a half.
And they can see me, right? So I'm just minding my own business. They slow down and I'm like, well, that's weird, but I have cruise control on, so I'm just going to go past this person, right? They start cutting in front of me to the point that they miss me by this much. I almost hit a cone trying to swerve out of the way.
Oh, hell no.
Like, and then they notice that they're about to hit me, so they swerve back into the other lane, almost hit somebody else. I'm like, where did you get your operator's permit for these vehicles that you guys are driving? Like, it's gotten to the point that I don't want to go anywhere because it's scary to drive, and I don't even drive that often. But every day I go out, there's like some sort of almost collision.
It's dangerous out there. People suck at driving, and I almost got hit by a cop today.
What?
But okay, so here's, I almost got hit twice too, but all because of idiot drivers. Like, one was a lady who was trying to get onto the freeway last minute from another lane and just went like this and beelined it over. And I'm like, the fuck? But I was fine. No big deal. It wasn't like I was right there.
Do you know what's fucked up about that? Is like, if you just continued on, there's a way to get back on the highway. There's a way to take another exit. Like, why?
Don't die. Don't try and kill others. And then the cop was pulling over a guy. one of these big, like, I remember what it was. There's a company called Bugsy Blinds here in Vegas.
Shout out.
They got pulled over today. I saw you. Heading home. Yeah, the tea. And it's because they had a lot of, like, business.
Blinds.
Blinds. Like, you know when the car's wrapped?
Oh,
from advertising. Mm-hmm. I think they probably did it illegally. So maybe that's why they're getting pulled over. Who knows? Anyways, the cop's pulling him over on the freeway, right? The cop literally misses me by this much pulling over that guy. I thought he was like going to hit me. And then he looks at me like this. And I'm like, excuse me, you're coming at me from the side. Like he almost sideswiped me.
People's on
Highway Patrol.
It's gotten scary out there. I don't know if y'all have been out in the great wide world, but I have, and I'm not a fan. And I don't like it.
If you have any fears of driving and any tips on how to get over those fears, let us know. Because
Adderall.
Yeah, right? Well,
it was the craziest thing, because when I...
Preach.
When I drive, here's what my brain does when I drive. There's a chant in my head that plays 10 and 2, 10 and 2, 10 and 2 from driving school when I was like 15. 10 and 2, 10 and 2. And it just plays in my head while also thinking of every sort of scenario where I could end up dead from driving. Like this person could hit me. I'm like seeing all the peripherals. I'm making sure all my blind spots are, I'm checking all the mirrors. It's like a panic of like, all right, I only have 2 miles to make sure that I make it from the middle lane to the right lane to exit. And I don't know if anyone's going to let me over. It's like a constant mantra of just like gibberish. Daddy has a little Adderall and well, I didn't even think about one little thing. I'm like, well, I guess this is where I'm exiting and here we go.
It silenced all the voices.
It was so quiet. I was like, is this how people just like drive and they don't?
You're like, I see everything.
I don't think about dying constantly.
No. And that's like a really like, that's unfortunate. We can't feel that way without it. It like,
I know, right?
So, you know, like when you're in an accident, how do you bounce back from like being that traumatized person to now? If you guys have any tips, this is your time.
Yeah. Cause it's like, shine. I still get freaked out of semi trucks from the accident that I was in with a semi truck.
So it's like, how do you get over this? Do you just like go fight a semi truck?
I think I have to. I think I could do it.
Maybe that's who you should fight.
A semi-truck.
Just go. No, don't. It'll hurt you. Actually, you'll hurt it.
Have you ever played Bloody Knuckles?
I've only heard of it. No. Is that the one that where you go like this? Or like there's something?
So what you do is you make a fist, yeah. Right? And make sure that your thumb is on the outside because you don't want to crush. You don't want to crush your thumb.
Someone else does something?
No, that's just like the slap game on the top.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bloody Knuckles is where you and an opponent have fists and you just keep pounding your fists into each other until your knuckles are bloody and whoever caves first loses.
That'd be me.
I played it with my brother.
That would be me because I'm always the one that bruises the most and bleeds a lot. I mean, this shit's still bleeding.
I don't care. I just like zone out through the pain and I'll be like, I will win. I don't give
up. She's all right, everybody.
I'm fine.
She's fine. Dumpster fire. But yeah, so our music video is going to be sick. And apparently we've already done this before. We had a realization.
Oh, shit. So Laura and I made a realization when we were shooting our upcoming music video that we've already done this before, but it was scrubbed from the internet, which I also have to talk to you about. Because
why?
So on TikTok, when I still had the TikTok that matched my Instagram, at this redhead is SFW, right? That was my TikTok. I had
R.I.P.
like almost... R.I.P. Don't worry. It's risen again. That's what I have to talk to you about next. However, lost in the archives in the void, luckily saved on my phone, was a video that Laura and I made for the accountant song. Nobody asks you questions when you say you're an accountant. What do you do?
I'm an accountant.
Where do you work? At a place where accountants work. Do you like your job? Yes, I like my job. And my job is an accountant. So we made a whole thing on that TikTok sound ages ago, which is kind of like our first introduction to music videoness. And honestly, the people we showed it to thought that it was a masterpiece. And these were the people shooting
our
upcoming music video. So get excited because I know I am. And
I am
we
so
have
excited.
Like one, maybe two other shoot dates if we go through footage and find that we're missing some things, but at least one more. And I'm so, so, so excited.
Just get prepared.
You're not even ready. So
there's some beautiful moments that we've shared with each other and it's been documented, so get ready.
But my TikTok has been risen from the dead because at this redhead is SFW is on TikTok. don't be fooled, TikTok, even though it deleted my account without warning, just gave that username to a catfish.
We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
And the catfish has just been like cloning my videos and posting videos both like from Instagram and from my new TikTok on my old account's name. And it doesn't even have like the big number of followers or anything. So it's like they did delete the account and then let someone else just use the username.
That's who we hurt.
And guess what? Since I reported it a bunch of times and a bunch of other people have as well, it doesn't violate terms of service and it's not a catfish account, even though it's using all of my images and telling people that it's me and asking for money through the app. So be careful. Shout out there. If you do not follow me on TikTok, it's at Leave Molly Alone. It's the only TikTok. All the other ones are fakes.
That's so. It. You heard it from her.
But yeah, I think that's really cool.
That's so messed up. Isn't like it? How a catfish can have your actual fucking name before you. After you've been fighting for it for how long?
Well, I stopped fighting for it. It's just like this point of, yeah. But
you didn't just say, hey, this is fine.
Yeah. But it's like, ridiculous because no. It sucks because it does. It mirrors my Instagram. So it just feels like getting more and more censored for like nothing. And then all these catfish accounts are being allowed to run rampant. And then people are pissed at me. Like, I'm so like, anybody, it's not my fucking fault. Like, no. Take it up with the platforms. Like, report the accounts if you can. But like, I can't control that social media doesn't consider me a celebrity, despite the fact that I've had an account with almost 1 million followers before that got deleted.
And so, if you guys like find this person on TikTok or haven't yet, go look them up and report them yourselves. That's all we could do. So everybody go report this redhead is SFW on TikTok because it's not the real Molly and screw them.
Yeah.
Screw annoying. Them and let's make them get deleted as well because it's not fair.
I want to start beef screw so bad.
Damn. Screw damn.
Fuck, I want to start beef.
Screw damn.
I hate when people don't respect people's time and that is all I will say.
She's not even listening to me.
No, my own fucking time. I've had this issue like recently. Like I feel like it's been a lot of people that I've been talking to, not me, not you. It's like other people that I've been talking to more and more people. Yeah. Right. And I've just been having like a lot of great conversations, but a lot of this shit is coming back to like, there's this general consensus among people right now that other people are wasting people's time.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too. And like when you try to get so much shit done, it's like the last thing you have is time to waste.
Oh God. I know it's ridiculous. Even thinking about like this, right? Like I've been so bummed all year that like we haven't done anything since like football fantasy. But then I'm thinking about like how long it just takes to set up the things that we do. Like even how much prep went into just ordering things for football fantasy and bringing out the concept for that. Mm-hmm. And right before that, we did Krampus and we did
and
all
the
that
turkey
kind of...
and the
dude.
Program.
It's been a lot.
We do a lot, yeah. And it's like always like we want to make sure that it's enjoyable. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not fun. And we want our content to be what we want it to be. So that's what we do.
Shooting the music video has been sick. Because I feel like, so what's fun about it is that you're not usually in anything with me.
No, and I like that.
And when we do things, right, we're still like shooting each other back and forth. We're both sitting in front of a camera together. So it's fun to be able to just kind of like play together and not like that. Don't be weird. Not like
you
that.
You guys know.
Just for shooting, you know, but it's kind of just fun to have that experience. And then the people that we are working with are dope as well, because I felt like any idea that I've had, because it's like once I start doing something, the ideas just keep coming for it to like try to make it better. And anything I've pitched, they're like, yep.
They're like, fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's do this. And I'm like, am I a leader of like
cool
a
shit?
Team or something? Like, what's going on?
Cool
like,
ass shit.
It's some cool ass shit.
It's a fucking
team
dope.
Leader of cool ass shit.
Mm-hmm. So get ready.
Mm.
Get ready.
We do have some follow-up emails from a question that we asked.
Yay. I've also checked my notes, too, because I know we haven't... Let's see. Anything interesting in here?
Fuck. So here's another thing. Is someone signed up, like, the podcast email for, like, random fishing promotion things, and it's getting difficult to, like, sort through?
No.
It's very annoying. Why do you guys do that? It's very rude. All right. Let's go to... Oh, by the way, I do believe we also have 40 paid subscribers on Patreon. So if y'all are not joined on Patreon yet, we'll need 15 more subscribers. And then I will be eating fruit by the foot off of Laura's foot. And we have a whole production in mind for that for patrons. So yes. patreon.com/TWND podcast, join Dirtbag or discount Dirtbags. If you want to take part in our monthly Zoom chats, you also get episodes a day early, ad free. You get all the bonus episodes. You get monthly thought takes episodes where I rant about subjects in laundry for 15 to 20 minutes. So...
They're lit. Right. They're lit, everybody. And if you're not already subscribed to our Patreon, what are you actually doing?
What are you doing? Okay. So here we go. The first is from John. Poo on me or partner on me? This is harkening back to, what, maybe 2 weeks ago when we asked the question, would you rather...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
...shit your pants on a date or have your date shit on you during sex? So, John... would like us to know, as one who's had several accidents, even carried nickname of Crapper John MTP, missing toilet paper all through high school. Thanks, Mr. Beamer, 7th grade science class, for not letting me go. That is so rude. I'd rather poo in my pants than want a partner to poo on me. Have the shit you know.
Yes.
I mean, is that better? The That's shit you so know positive. Versus the shit of someone you don't know?
Yeah, and actually, I'm vegetarian, so my shit doesn't really stink all that bad. Sometimes it does.
So you're changing your stance. You would rather poo your...
I would take my shit.
Hmm.
I don't know, though. Did I say I would rather be shitted on?
I think you said you'd rather be shitted on, because I think we both did.
I don't remember what I said. I'm fairly certain that we both said we'd be shitted on. He's right on this. Hmm. My shit's pretty clean.
I don't know if I'd want...
I don't want... yeah, I don't
listen
know.
I don't want to turn people off from subscribing to my OnlyFans, but I don't know if I would take off.
I mean, I think both are kind of not
both are terrible
not cool.
options
not
let's
cool
be honest.
But I like that someone actually took a chance and wrote back. So
well,
thank
guess
you, John.
What there's another
yes
because we have David coming back. Not David Lambro from Down Under.
Davey.
Hey, personal peeps, would I rather? I'd rather shit myself during a date as opposed to being shat on during sex. Here's why. If I shit myself, she will either be forgiving and understanding, setting up a path for true romance and understanding later on in life, or she'd be excessively judgmental and it would be doing me a favor and save heartache later. Like, how am I supposed to grow in nappies with... grow old, I suppose? How am I supposed to grow old in nappies with someone like that? Sometimes to love is to tolerate the smell of someone's shit. But in that same note, David, could you not then argue the same for her? What? Oh, she can't just shit on you? Maybe that's not the type of relationship she's looking for. Have you ever thought about that? Oh, she has to love your shit, but you don't have to love her shit? I see how it is. As with the other choice, if a woman decides to shit on me, I'm going to fall in love with her confidence factor.
Oh!
Here we go.
There it is.
Whether she's a good fit for me or not, or whether my chest is a good fit for her fecal matter or not.
That's hilarious.
Odors notwithstanding. Maybe I should speed things along with a meal that's heavily laden with jalapenos. Food for thought for the inevitable explosion of digested waste. Yours sincerely, David. Wow.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you thank both you. For so, your input on that. And
so they'd both... rather, I guess, shit. Be shit on, but David's okay with being shit on, maybe?
They would both rather
if the
shit
situation,
themselves.
If the situation required, he's like, I guess she could.
If
is
she's
what
confident.
I understood. If she's confident. So you have to, like, confidently shit on him. You no. can't just be like, ooh, oops. You have to be like, lay down. I'm shitting on you
yeah,
right
like-
now. Give me your chest. We're going full Schizer up in here. You know what I mean? So I don't think that I would... I don't think I would like to be shit. I guess it would depend on where I had to be shit on, though. Like, if you had to be shit on, where would my be the foot? Best place for someone to
It's far from me. It's the furthest away from my face.
That's really true. Yeah. Because for some reason I was thinking hands because you could just like throw it away.
But you could kick it off too.
That's true. I didn't like think about
that. I mean, I like how we both went to limbs at the same time.
Well, yeah, what are we going to do? Like, oh, I don't know, just my mouth. Like,
how about my hat? Put it in there. Give me a tip.
The hat's an extension.
No.
I can't. It's so funny. Mm-mm. Oh, the idea of like cupping shit in my hand is so repulsive.
I don't know if I've ever had shit in my hand. Dog shit.
Well, that's the thing. As I was thinking, like, well, no, I pick human. Up dog shit, but like with a bag. But if it had to be anywhere, I guess, could you ever look at your hands the same? I mean, I had to throw away a corgi mug that I loved because I peed in it. Would I be able to, like, use my hands ever again?
So, yeah, I don't know about that. But, like, have you ever had someone use the term somebody that they're talking about shit the bed?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that before.
Oh.
And someone said it recently.
When I tell you, he really shit the bed on that one.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so someone told me this recently, right? And I'm thinking, oh, that's humiliating. No wonder they got in a fight, because it was a boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
No wonder they got in a fight. Like, shit in the
that
bed.
That started it. I thought that started the fight. And then the fight got really bad, and then they, like, kind of split after that night. Oh, and then I asked the girl the next day, so all this all happened after he shit the bed? And she starts crying, hysterically laughing, because she said, that's a saying, sweetheart. He did not shit the bed. I said, oh my God, this whole night, I thought he shit the bed, and that started the massive fight, that which then turned into him, you know, being an asshole guy anyways. Like, he was, like, insecure about her cheating on him or something.
Oh my God.
And she really wasn't, but then she said he really shit the bed this time.
That's so funny. Do you think
And
that,
I thought, what the fuck?
You know, that's a good litmus test, though, for, like, if you have a good relationship or not. Like, if someone that you love, like, or say that you love, like, shit the bed, and you're like, nope, I'm done with you. You didn't really love them, I think. Because I think if my man shit the bed, I'd be like, that's unfortunate, but we have a mattress protector, and like, you're on well.
Yeah.
You know, if it was like a multiple time thing, I'd start to feel like it was a little bit on purpose, and I'd be like, we have to reevaluate.
We have a pattern, like, here.
I'm sensing a pattern. It's like you've turned into Julia. Whenever you're mad at me, you shit in the bed. Like, what's that?
It's a definite red flag for me.
I'd still date him another 6 years, you know me. Just be like, well, this is now part of my relationship. I guess I just have to clean up the shit every now and then. It's fine.
Also, I probably wouldn't clean the sheets. I'd probably throw them away.
Yeah, that's
depending
fair.
On how the shit was, solid or soft. I'm not, yeah, like wiping.
You can't save sheets from a soft shit.
No, and the ferrets have like blankets in their cage that sometimes shit gets on.
Yeah.
Because of bad aim. And I'm like, they instantly always go in the trash. Yeah. I never wash them. Mm-mm. I'm never going to throw shit into my washing machine.
I could never understand.
Or like wipe it off and then still wash.
Like, reusable diapers seem like a lot of work. Like, and I don't want children, but when I thought about you saying that, I was thinking about like the people that use reusable like cloth diapers. I'm like, that must be terrible.
Like the people that, like, go green and shit.
Baby shit's like, ugh. Baby shit is like what they eat, which is just like the mashed food that, yeah, I love. Oh God.
So it's just mashed
poo. I love
poo.
Baby food.
It's mashed poo.
Do you like baby food?
No. I've never had it. And I also don't think I'm going to. I think I'm going to leave it for the babies.
But it's so good. It's
There's
just
a lot
like,
of babies out there
like
that
little
need food.
Fruit puddings.
I love how much you love them.
They're
I
so
really
good.
Do.
And they have cute little jars and you eat them with a cute little spoon.
Me, no, good. I'll take a popsicle,
so
though.
Good.
I'll take a popsicle,
oh,
all day.
Shit.
That's as close as I'll get to baby food or Go-Gurt. Go-Gurt is definitely another
At 100
one.
Subscribers, Laura will eat baby food.
I did not consent.
You have to get the right ones, though. You can't be having, like, one that's all just, like, carrots and peas or something that's gross. You have to get, like, a banana cinnamon and that kind of stuff.
I mean, because that's what it is. I know. I'm making a face because it's babies.
Yeah.
It's not because it's food.
I don't want to eat, like, peas. Like, just mashed peas. Actually, it probably would be pretty good. Maybe pea soup. Lentil soup.
Split pea.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
were you a fan of split pea?
I love split pea soup. And like lentil, like any sort of like lentils, bean soup, yeah. I'm in. I used to like think I was like a chef and I would like make chili. It's just like pouring a bunch of different beans and like browning up hamburger and just like adding sauces like a wizard, just like a food wizard. Did you guys know that you can actually do whatever you want? Did you know that if you want to just like put hot sauce on everything, you can? Did you know that if you want to put chocolate syrup on like a piece of ham and eat it, you could do that? That's disgusting, but you could do it. You can just do whatever you want. You can make the what, green bean casserole?
I was just gonna say that right now.
Any time of year.
It does have to be Thanksgiving.
I might have to make it soon because I talked about it.
I actually was in my head when you said that. Mm-hmm. I was saying green bean, green bean, green bean, green bean, green bean, green bean, green bean.
You can just do anything. And it's
you
really
can do
cool.
Whatever you like.
Exactly. Oh, speaking of, I went on like a weird manic baking episode. And I just made shortbread cookies. I made those almond bars. I made tuna casserole. And the weird thing is I made so much tuna casserole that I couldn't eat all of the tuna casserole.
How much? Like a week's worth?
Like I didn't measure anything. And I just started throwing things in. And then it became like two casserole dishes. It was so much casserole. It was so good. But then I was like, the only thing that I'm eating for like 3 days straight has been like, oh, I need a snack. How about a little tuna casserole? And then for dinner, I'll have a little tuna casserole. And then it's like, there's still like half a tray of tuna casserole. I can't do it anymore.
The dogs? Can they eat it?
I would, like, I think they could. Like, pretty much everything in there they can have. But I would worry about the farts.
Oh.
Because it gets...
pretty
even
bad.
Even when they just have their normal food, their farts are like, that's questionable.
whose farts smell the worst?
Oh, Ayn.
Always?
Yeah.
What's up with that gassy molassie?
I don't know. Sometimes, though, Julia will hit it with just like, it just will clear the whole house. Like, I want to go outside. Because it lingers. It like sticks in her somehow and she like smells like the fart.
It seeps out little by little of her butt. Just like a little bit at a time.
Like
air
one of those
reed
diffusers, but it's just her and her farts coming out through all of her little hairs.
Her farts are time released.
Oh, she is so mean. There's something about a female dog that is just like
a bitch.
It is. And that's where the term comes from.
Yeah.
All right. You're being a bitch. You want to know why? Because I love this dog. I love her so much. She's so adorable. She's always been adorable. She will just be sitting out in the sun and I'll look at her. I'm like, you don't look real. Like, you don't look like a real dog. You look like if AI created, like, this is what a cute dog looks like. That's her. But then the things that she does, she peed on both of my beds, like in the same day. Like, I have my guest room bed and I have my bed. She peed on both of them in the same day. And this is like being like let outside. I'm watching to make sure she's peeing. She's getting the attention, the treats, everything.
Feet, food.
And she's just mad because she had to sit in a room with things to chew on, snacks, all the things. And she just pees on the bed, which is really, really rude. She shits everywhere. She's gotten into this point where at a certain time of evening, it's when I usually give them a treat.
They know.
You know Ayn's asleep because he didn't even perk his head up for that one. Oh, he had a little twitch. Oh, that's so cute. But she's gotten to a certain point and she'll just come up to me and start going, like an error code, like a siren for something, and just does it. And I'll ignore her. And then she starts with And then she'll go over like to the treats and run back and forth between me and the tower where the treats are held and just barking at me. And it gets louder and louder and louder until she gets her evening snacky. Like, the other ones don't do that. They're just like, oh, treat, that's great. I'd love to have one. And she demands. Julia demands.
No, she's got like the now face.
Yeah.
And let's do it now.
Yeah. I can't imagine having the audacity. Oh, my God. What was it?
Speaking of Julia, I think I got one of her hairs in my eye.
Oh, really? That's rude, Julie.
All of a sudden. Or it could be a pillow fuzz. You know us.
I don't know why this is in my notes. Got fingered to Sparta in the back of a Jeep. That is the first time I was ever fingered, but I don't know why I wrote that down. I think it's because I thought it was weird.
To Sparta? Like the band?
No, the movie.
I was like,
Wasn't it? Or like, this is
part of 300. Oh, that's 300.
Whatever.
That's like you that. Got finger blasted in the backseat of a Jeep with that? Damn, that's romance.
It wasn't. It was one of those things that I was like, it's weird that you want to watch a movie in the back of your Jeep in the middle of a field. And then all of a sudden I was being fingered. So.
And that's the story. Have you ever been to the drive-in and gotten down? That's always fun. That's a yes.
I've been to the drive-in, but let's just say the person I was with wasn't going to be fingering me at a drive-in. It wasn't his type. Just his wife. So.
So you've been to the drive-in once?
No, we would go like a lot of times. It was because, like, in California, it's like a thing to do. And
well, there's one here. That's why I asked. I'm like, it's always fun.
I haven't been to one here. We should go.
Yeah.
You could finger me while we watch Sparta.
I'll give you the tiny hands.
Oh, yes. We still have fingers. To play with our tiny hands. Fingers. Everyone's seen our little salad fingers by now on the Patreon. And if you haven't, patreon.com/WND podcast.
Go check it out.
That was like a hoot. A mumble mouth. What did I just do? patreon.com/TWND podcast. Not
I heard it.
Well, it's because you know me, bitch.
It makes sense. I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I love tossing your salad with tiny hands.
And I love you tossing my salad with tiny hands. The tinier, the better. I love them tiny.
Yeah, I haven't been to the drive-in, though, lately, because I felt like not until now, like, good movies haven't been coming out because of there was the writer's strike, there was COVID, and it's just, like, no one went to the movies anymore. And now it's, like, finally things are starting to come back. Like, I cannot wait. Like, we should watch Beetlejuice at the drive-in when it comes out.
Oh, we should.
That'll be awesome.
We'll take our little fingers. I'm excited for Deadpool. I've been not looking at any trailers.
Good.
I've been... Like, if I see, like, any promotional stuff for it, I, like, swipe away. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like half the time, if there is something good, I feel like most of it gets, like, hyped up, like, beforehand. And then I'm like, I just don't care enough by the time it comes out.
And the trailers sometimes show some really, really, like, epic moments.
Yeah.
Without, you know, totally spoiling it. But you're like, oh, it's so much better when you don't see those things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, not anticipating.
Yeah.
You know?
I haven't been, I haven't been, like, consuming social media.
Mm-hmm, same.
Like, it's been not interesting. Because, well, listen, I love my autistic wolves memes. I do. But I've seen, even a lot of those are, like, the same ones that keep getting recycled to me at this point. I'm just like...
You're like, this one again?
Yeah. I go through these periods of, like, oh, I should open up Instagram and, like, comment on people's posts to... Because that's what people do, right? They're like, this is how I show that I like you and support you. I'll leave a comment or whatever. Uh-huh. But most of the time, I just don't care enough to do it. It's not like, oh, I don't like this person or I don't necessarily like this thing. I just like, I have too many other things that are going on that I want to do. And it's been really nice. Not like it's ever been a huge like focus for me, but I've been pulling back. I feel like even more. From social media and just focusing on like my content and my OnlyFans and the podcast and the Patreon and like creating the stuff feels so much better than like consuming the stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, but it's been really fun. And I feel like that I'm not as like influenced either by like what I'm seeing necessarily. And then the ideas are more authentic.
Yeah, I think taking a break is healthy also, like, just, like, not always looking at it. Because, like, for me, like, I think Friday, Saturday, pretty much both days, I, like, didn't pick up my phone. Mm-hmm. Because I was celebrating Carlo's birthday. And I'm, like, right now my focus is on him because it's not my birthday, it's his. And so, like, anything that's happening, I had those days off on my calendar for a reason. So I could just, like, get things done around the house, mm-hmm. make sure that he had a good birthday and that his friends showed up. Because, like, you know, whenever there's, like, a thing, he's always like, I don't care. Or I don't even know if he's going to be around. Like, mm-hmm. I almost didn't throw him anything because I was like, I don't even know if he'll be here. And that's just the way things are in our lives, you know, like with your man too. He's always like working, traveling, same with him. And it's like,
my vagina is like sealed back up at this point.
Yeah. There's no slit anymore. It's just a mound like a Barbie.
Oh, a little mound. Naked Barbie doll is my wife.
Hey. And so like, I told him, I was like, you know what though? Like not touching my phone was kind of nice because, like, you got to really, like, be in the moment, which is, like, what people always say, like, if you're at a concert or if you're at a comedy show, like, just put your phone away.
Yeah.
Focus on what's going on in front of you. And, like, you're going to, like, look back at that and be like, I'm really happy I did. Although I wish I had birthday photos of him, yeah, you know, like, with his buddies and stuff. But I was like, also, I was more worried about using my phone as, like, a way of playing music, like, the whole night for people to, like, have background music. And there's so, like, all these little things that I was just like, well, it was a good time. Yeah. Everyone had fun.
It's,
and now back to life, you know?
But it's good to, like, get out and do those things. Like, so I made this realization, too, that I was like, because, you know, it was, could be a year ago at this point. I'm sure it's not. But months ago, I was talking about how I should go out. And, like, it's cool that you go out sometimes just by yourself to, like, go eat or, like, do whatever. And then I was like, that's not my thing. But you know what is my thing? Rollerblading.
Yeah.
And oh my God. It's been so fun. Like, the sun starts to go down and then it's, like, not
blazing
hot. And it's, like, the perfect with, like, the sun setting. I just get to listen to my music and I watch the sunset as I'm rollerblading around. And sometimes I take the dog, sometimes I don't. But I have to tell you something crazy I did the other day. I ran. Do you remember me saying that I don't even run from a mugger? I'll just mug the mugger. Like, I don't run. But it got to this point that I knew it was too hot at that point to go rollerblading with them because I have to go a little bit faster. If it's not hot, they love to run. But if it's hot, they'd rather just walk. And I get that. So I have to walk them all individually. Walk the boys, and they're just chilling together, da da da. And then I bring Julia out, and Julia doesn't walk. She, like, runs from one smell to the other, like, going all around. She tries to, like, mark like she's a boy, but she has to squat to pee. So it's the funniest thing. She'll bump her butt up against something and, like, squat and pee on it.
She's such an alpha. Sorry.
You're good.
Carbonation.
She is an alpha, but she was just pulling and going crazy. I was like, this is, like, hurting my arm at this point to try to keep her in line. So me with sandals on, I just start running. Right? Because she wanted to run, I guess. We ran around, like, an entire block, which I don't run. Like, cardio isn't a big thing for me. But I made it. And I wasn't huffing and puffing. And I was like, shit, I've been vaping less. Well, and I know that sounds a little counterintuitive, considering I just took a little hit off of a vape. But you have to understand, I was buying, like, 3 vapes a week. A week. I would just buy them in bulk and I'd be like, here's my 3 vapes for the week. And then the next day I'd go out on the same day and I'd do and buy the 3 vapes and then I'd come back and it's like a crack habit. I've been buying a new one like once a month, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Probably saving a lot of money too.
Saving money, and I can run around the block.
What?
Running, I'm a runner. I was like, I had this moment that I'm like jogging around in my fucking sandals. So I'm jogging in sandals, nothing to show for support. Let me just tell you, I'm just flopping all around because I wasn't planning to run. I was just going out to walk. And I had a moment that I was jogging with her and she looked so happy and we're both just running. I was like, what if I got, like, specific shoes for running? What do you have to wear to run? Do I need anti-chafing stuff? And I started to plan myself as, like, my life as someone who runs. And guess what? I haven't run since then. Rollerbladed. Yes. I'm like, I could be a runner now. I'm not going to do that.
I love that. I love that you're running and rollerblading. And now I'm golfing. So we're both, like, doing things that are, like, outside.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bizarre because we live in such a hot fucking climate.
But it's been so nice, actually. Like, there's been hot days. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yesterday was awesome.
And I don't want to do much on those days. But it has been really good for summer in Vegas, let me tell you.
And did you go outside, like, the other evening? Not last night, but the other night. When there was a breeze, but, like, a wind breeze. Yes. But it was warm.
Yes.
And it was beautiful.
I sat out there for a second because I was just... I got, like, more solar lights outside. So I was just watching the little lights.
Twinkles. Yeah, dude. It's nice. Such a vibe. Like, that's been my thing. It's just going outside, chilling, laying down, looking at the friggin' sky. We have the most beautiful sunsets here, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking rainbow sherbet sunsets, everybody. The sky is lit. And I'm so bummed, like, we couldn't see, like, Aurora Borealis here. But, like, the photos
Simon saw it where he was. Yeah.
The photos I've been seeing online from, like, everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so gorgeous. That's, like, totally a bucket list thing to do. Like, I want to see it once.
You know when you see, like, the really good sunset here in Vegas and you're just like, I want to lick it.
Yeah.
It it's like, you know what it tastes like. You know what I mean? You know what it tastes like. And it tastes like sugar-free rainbow sherbet from Liquid IV. Go to liquidiv.com.
Yes.
And use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase and experience better hydration today, because I just ordered some more today. And let me tell you, I don't know what the heck Liquid IV is doing with their rainbow sherbet sugar-free, but let me just tell you, it slaps. Like, just keeps on slapping you in the face and you love it. And you're like, yes, more, daddy, more. Ah! Because that's how fucking good it is. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15%, support the pod. We would appreciate that.
Do it.
But
and your body will thank you.
Do you have that where, we didn't talk about this when Kay was on. What? But I'm sure she's fine with me sharing this. And if you're not, Kay, let me know. I'll delete this episode from the internet forever, but I think that you'd be okay with it. Do you remember how I said that I was like, when I was a kid, I thought I could breathe underwater?
Yeah.
We were having a conversation like a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know how it came up, but I didn't bring up the fact that I thought I could. She brought up the fact that when she was a kid, she's like, I swore I could breathe underwater. And we were describing how we felt under the water, sure that we could breathe. And I'm pretty sure that both Kay and I could breathe underwater.
Maybe you can.
After this conversation, not anymore. We were talking about the fact that we think like vapes and smoking like ruined our ability to breathe underwater. But I'm pretty sure that back in the day, both of us bitches were breathing under the water, because it was like, explain to me. People are like, oh, you can't breathe under the water. I'm like, explain to me then how my lungs are refilling with air under the water. You explain that to me. You explain how I can sit under here for so damn long and hoping someone notices that I'm still under the water and nobody does. You explain that to me. Breathing underwater. I don't know what else to tell you.
I've seen some crazy divers.
Don't vape. You won't be able to breathe underwater anymore. Tell your kids.
Or smoke weed.
Yeah. Well, you can do that if you want to. I'm pretty sure so.
I was doing someone's makeup recently, and they were talking about how they're really, like, you know, into fitness and dedicated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's really interesting. Like, you know, how much hard work goes into this, dedication. You know, you're really, really... did that bounce into your eye?
No, it went up my nose somehow.
No!
It, like, clinked back in, and then some shot, like, up...
But I was like, I really admire your like hard work, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's so amazing. Kudos. Because I can't do that. And then she goes, well, I'm sure you're really dedicated and focused on other things. And I was like, yeah, weed. I'm very dedicated to weed. And she laughed so much. She was like, who are you? Like, who says that?
But you are to not even just weed, like you're to like your craft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I wanted to be funny with her, because like she's over here like not taking the compliment, like about how like she's so strict on herself, and I'm like, that's serious, you know, like good job.
Yeah, when people are like, oh, would you do like competitions, like fitness competitions, I'm like, no, because I know what people like do, and I don't want to do that. Like people are like, what's your meal plan look like? I'm like, there's no plan. It's kind of like, here's the food and maybe I'll remember to eat it, or maybe I won't think it's expired today, so I'll actually try to eat it. Maybe I won't choke on this turkey chili. Maybe I will. So maybe I'll consider that, as it takes me like 4 hours to eat one bowl of chili and I think about dying the whole time. Because what if like you ever have something with like flakes on top of it, and like I'll eat it like so carefully. Like there's this... David will know this, not David Editor, David from Down Under, a fucking Lamington. David, what the fuck is with the Lamington? Because it's the best goddamn thing I've ever put in my mouth, but it's dusted with like coconut on the outside. So I eat it
What is it?
It's like a little, like a soft cake with like this like creamy frosting on the inside. It comes in a little like
loaf.
Like a little rectangular loaf. I'm doing a very
bad job. From a bigger cake?
I think so. But then they make them into the sheets, and then the outsides are dusted with coconut, which is delicious. But I'm terrified of like lifting it up to my mouth and like inhaling for some reason, and then the pieces of coconut choke me and I die.
I see where you're going with this.
So I think about that every time. So I put it, I don't breathe, and I put it very carefully into my mouth, and then I close my mouth and I let the saliva like wet in
you're like
the
a,
coconut flakes so that they don't kill me.
You're like a Venus flytrap.
Oh yeah.
Literally. That could be your spirit animal.
Maybe it is.
Because, like, you've seen them eat, right?
I used to have one.
Okay. You know how you rub the food inside their mouths? And then they just clench?
Yeah.
And I watched, and one get like a, little house, like gnat, one of the little gnats. And I just watched it eat it. And I was like, that's cool.
That's so cool.
It's like a, constrictor, but a plant.
Trader Joe's sometimes has them. And next time I see one, I'm getting you one.
They're so cute.
They're so cool. You need one.
I love them.
I mean, they don't have them now, but I've seen them like around Halloween. Yeah. Let's get one.
I love a Venus flytrap. I think they're so freaking cool.
You should draw one. That would be so cool.
That would be great.
I feel like you draw a really dope one.
Yeah.
That's like drooling on the sides real like vicious.
Yeah. Ooh, it could be like from the Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes. But feed me, Seymour.
Feed me, Seymour. Yeah, that's a great one.
Let's do it.
Also, one of my favorite slot machines, because I don't like slot machines, but you know when you're with people and they want to go gamble, so you're like, all right, I'll put 20 into the slot machine. Look for that one.
Of fortune. That's me.
I like the ones that have like the potential to have something cool happen on the screen.
Wizard of Oz is kind of cool.
Wizard of Oz can be cool. What's the other one that's... There was another...
The Munsters. There's so many.
But...
Sex in the City, meh.
Meh.
Boring. Sorry, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah. We've been reading your sex book, Kim Cattrall. Let me just tell you, it's a little overcomplicated. I'm just saying.
We love the illustrations, though. Shout out to that. I love them.
They're so
I like
funny.
When it shows penetration, too. Yeah. It makes me really funny. Like, laugh. I'm like, oh, gosh. Which reminds me, I have to bring over a book for the next episode. Mm-hmm. Because we got to take a look at that. So remind me. I'll put it in my notes now.
Also, to wrap up, we do have to... I don't know why I opened the first thing I saw was Got Fingered to Sparta in Back of a Jeep. Did you ever get fingered to a weird movie?
I didn't really like... So I got fingered in a pool. I've been fingered, but like they're all like moments of not like substance. So I can't tell you where. So I'm not thinking I've been fingered to any weird movies.
Yeah, the weird thing is like that's the fingering that stands out. Like most of the time, it's not just like getting fingered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm glad my man now doesn't try and finger me because I'd be like,
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Just
like,
use the dick. It's
I mean, if you're, you know. If you're getting your clit licked, it's nice to have a digit or two in there. You know what I mean?
Digit or two. I mean, I like
it. Just adds a little something, you know, just a little flick inside and see what happens. And
flicking the bean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the inside bean.
Oh, yeah. Grab the book for the next one.
Oh, yes.
Book for pod.
Oh, so here's something we had to do. So on Patreon, I put a shout out. So we gave a little sneak preview of a behind the scenes from our upcoming music video, a photo, and we asked y'all to pick a caption. And I said that the best caption would win a podcast sticker. So you're going to help me decide the winner today.
Yay. I love it. I'm here for it. I love those nails too.
So you scroll up and find the comments.
Can I read them aloud or read the first one?
Please do.
Okay. Should I write or say the name or no?
Yes, just first name.
Okay. Well, first name, I'm guessing is Bill.
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what? This is not Tymina Bottle. Can you help me with that first one? I don't know.
Maybe it's like Time in a Bottle.
Time in a Bottle. Time in a bottle. You toss my salad, but now I'm the captain of this tub. I like that. Next.
Next, we have David from Down Under. Ha ha ha. Well, now we know what happens when I fart laughing gas in a bathtub. When I fart. Wait. Wait on. We know what happens when I fart laughing gas in a bathtub.
Sounds like he was on laughing gas when he wrote that. Maybe he was. I love it. Okay, so next one. Peter. Molly, can you finish your bath? We're late for the Yacht Rock show. I love that. That's really good.
Uh-huh. Rick. I'm the captain, so I have the dominant one tonight.
Naaman. Laura. I just smoked two fat joints. Molly, without me, how dare you?
I do look like I'm about to punch you.
I love it. Okay.
David, we'll have the photo here, and if I forget to send it to you, let me know.
I just smoked two fat joints. Without me?
John says, I'm strong to the finish, because I eats me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Okay. Sean, when you realize Laura's idea of a relaxing night involves a captain's hat and way too much enthusiasm. When Laura says, trust me, I'm the captain now. He split it into two.
I like the trust me, I'm the captain now. It reminds me of like, look at me. I'm the captain now.
I love it. All right, maybe.
So.
Maybe a tie?
I feel like, are we between Sean and Peter for the We're Late for the Yacht Rock show? So, you know what?
Maybe both.
Peter, Sean, send me a DM on Patreon because you're both getting stickers,
yay!
Goddammit.
We That's love what it. I have and to we say. Love all of your captions, you guys. They were all hilarious. They all gave me a tickle, a sweet tickle.
A little tickle and a bum bum. Oh, they're hard now. They're so horny.
You're welcome.
So what I wanted to announce too, since we do have time as this music video gets edited, as we still have a bit more to shoot on it, as we're doing more audio for it, we want to let you guys know that now is the fucking time to join patreon.com/twndpodcast because we are going to be hosting a private viewing party.
Yes.
On Zoom. For our patrons of the music video before anybody else ever lays eyes on it. We're also going to have all the PDS from there. There's Thought Takes episodes, ad-free, day early. There's a members-only audio stream that you can plug into your favorite podcatcher that doesn't have any ads on it that also comes out a day early. So all that good stuff. Now is the time. David also might be joining us on our Zoom if he can make it work.
Oh,
with work.
Heck yeah.
Our editor, David, not booty-shaking David from down under.
Well, maybe both.
Maybe both. Maybe David will be there too. Maybe David will show his butt again for the pod to celebrate our 3-year anniversary. We can only be so lucky. And we would love if you guys would join us. If you're a listener of the pod, we would love if you would share with a friend and all of that fun stuff because it helps us grow. And we are almost at 3 years, which I think is a very, very big accomplishment, especially considering that we didn't take any downtime. When we got deleted from platforms earlier this year, did we stop?
No.
We continued releasing every single Monday on Patreon. We even had free audio that we put together. So we have been like kicking it into high gear, making this thing happen. And y'all listen every week. And for those who have joined Patreon, we thank you so very much.
Yes.
And for those who haven't yet, we thank you because we know that you're about to join.
Yes.
We know that you're going to support the pod. And we know that you want this pod to fucking grow.
Yeah.
So water it with some love.
And your credit
card. With some ratings, with your credit card. Mm-hmm. Please leave us a rating as well. 5 stars, I would hope. And if it's anything less than 5 stars.
Go fuck yourselves. I'm just kidding.
I might have to fuck your dad and become your stepmom.
Oh, snap.
And then I want to fucking punish you. Yeah, you're hard now. So go join patreon.com/twndpodcast for all that and more. You can follow me on Instagram @thisredheadissfw. Don't follow that account on TikTok because it is a fake that TikTok allowed to create a catfish of me.
Go report it.
Go report it and follow Laura.
@WhamGlamArtistry. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and the OnlyFriends.
Cool. This has been fun. And we have a new guest coming up that you guys are not going to want to miss in upcoming weeks. I think it will come out on July 1st, but we're super excited to have her come on. And I've been giving her glowing little shout outs ever since I met her. So August Sky will be joining us very soon.
Yay!
We are very excited and all the new content coming and all that fun stuff. So thank you all for coming and we will see you Monday.
Come.
I would like leaned forward to stop it. I forgot it was over there.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.